Reporting ND7J, KD2B and G Mobile.
In the past, what have you been up to, Glenn?
You've not heard me in that long. Same old thing, different day.
Been, I don't know, a while, probably 6-7 months or... Anyway, good to hear you on the air. Hope everything's going well. I just finished up a plumbing job. Got that done. Submitted the pictures. Waiting on money.
I think it used to be my least favorite household chore. See, Deborah's dad was master plumber, so they made good money. And she was always telling me, oh, I'd rather do plumbing than electric. I said, no, Deborah, you got to understand. When you have an electric problem, you don't have electrons leaking out of the wall. You don't go in the basement and there's a puddle of electrons. I'd really, really rather deal with electricity if I had to do anything at all.
I was a little of both. I had to move a 220 line for the hot water heater that was sticking out of the wall, go figure, and going back down to the floor. Go figure why that was. But anyway, I moved it all into the wall, put a nice junction box in there, put it all up, made it look nice and pretty, and the drywallers will be able to go right over it. No problem at all.
Electrical, plumbing and electrical work is that way. Like, I had to install a water heater some time back, and, I don't know, run in 220-volt power from somewhere. I'm not sure where I picked it up from, but, you know, I used to be able to do this 10 years ago. Not so much now. It's, you know, the body starts to fail.
I know that, and I pick and choose the job that I want and the one that I can handle comfortably. So that's probably the best thing you can do, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, it's got a beautiful day here. Not a cloud in the sky. It's blue as blue can be. And supposed to be going up to about 65 or something today, so it looks like another nice day coming up.
Same here. I don't see clouds. There might be a little haze in the air. Yeah, it is shaping up to be a nice day. Temperature now is maybe 60 or so, 59. So, you know, maybe I'll try to get outside a bit later.
Hey, Al. I haven't heard Al on the radio in a long time.
Al about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago was in hospital. And since then, yeah, well, maybe it was 3 weeks ago I talked to him. He has heart and lung problems and whatever. And he had a bad enough spell to where EMS had to come get him, and he basically was unable to move, unable to walk. So he was in hospital for 2 weeks. And now, I don't know when I last talked to him. It might have been 3 weeks ago. I don't think he was going directly home. He was going to some sort of rehab.
In hospital for that length of time with heart and stuff, they send you to the heart rehab people to keep you getting it, keep it going and stuff. So, well, Glenn, I'm pulling into my driveway right now. Good to hear you. Good to talk to you. Take care of yourself. Say hey to Al if you do see him. And we'll catch you again on the next time, man. D7J Mobile.
KD2B and G. Yeah, all right. Thanks for asking about Al, and I'll tell him I heard from you. And 73s, you have a good rest of your day. KD2B and G, clear. What's mobile? KD2B and G mobile. Good morning.
NGWYMX, name is Doc Delta Oscar Charlie. Morning.
You. Yeah, nice day today. I was just saying, it's clearing up, might get warmer a bit.
It'll be pretty nice later in the afternoon. I guess it's going to get up around 70. And the fog is just burning off over here, so looks like it might warm up a little more. It's already over 60.
We have 61 in, where are we now? I guess Greenville.
Toward Pendleton on 87, I guess it is. And, yeah, the fog was just burning off as I left the house in Townville.
So you're supposed to be somewhere near, where the hell is Townville? Near Anderson?
Between Fairplay and Anderson, guess Townville's about equidistant between, Seneca and Clemson. We just moved down here from the Washington, D.C. area and had a piece of property on the lake for the last 40 years and finally decided to get out of Dodge and head south. My wife is from Anderson, so she's coming home. And I've been coming down here for the last 50-odd years, so it's not like I'm unfamiliar with the area.
I have spoken before. Yeah, you were in the D.C. area. Yeah, any random person you talk to down here is probably from somewhere up north, but, yeah, okay, Washington, D.C., Virginia, somewhere in that area, okay.
Virginia suburbs of D.C., about 5 miles from Dulles Airport.
I don't really know the D.C. area. Visited there a couple of times once. You know, had a few jobs up there. Didn't really hang around.
And most of my time overseas also, but we were based out of the D.C. area.
Overseas with the diplomatic corps. Yeah, you were a diplomat. Kyrie, because now I remember, I think.
Hit a bad patch. I didn't get most of that last transmission.
Remember, we spoke before. You were with the Diplomatic Corps in some capacity.
Foreign service for about 30 years. Then worked contract for about 17 more before we got out of the area.
You would have been priced out of the area, not a cheap place to live.
Too bad. You know, we had the house paid off, so that was a big part of the problem out of the way. But the traffic wasn't getting any better. And, of course, I'm not even going to get started on the politics. And we're just a couple miles down the road from where they were having all their trouble with the school board in Loudoun County, so it was time to get somewhere else.
I only ever, you know passing through the D.C. area, yeah, or around the D.C. area. Yeah, if you're trying to drive from up here to, like, up north, that's, you know. Well, you know, then again, I'm from the New York City area, so traffic shouldn't really bother me.
Yeah, my wife's job kept her on the road most of the time. I mean, she knew any and every shortcut there was between Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, so it didn't bother her as much, but working in the suburbs, if I had to get into D.C., it was usually a major pain.
As I said, don't really remember the area. Had a couple of little jobs there that kept me there for maybe a week or two at a time, or a few days at a time. And mostly it's just passing through that area on the way to somewhere else, like, you know, the New York City area, or, you know, somewhere, or from New York back to, like, you know, back down here.
Yeah, it's a hard place to get around or through if you're just passing by, especially if, you know, it's like Atlanta at rush hour. There's just nowhere you can go to get around it.
You should mention Atlanta. I was just going to say, that's the other place. You know, I went to school in the Atlanta area. This was like 35, 40 years ago. And what's happened there between then and now, I don't even want to know. It's probably suburban Atlanta area probably tripled in size. It's probably like most of the most of the north half of Georgia.
That's up in Virginia. The Richmond suburbs kind of crossed over the Washington suburbs going in opposite directions about 10 or 15 years ago. And some people living 40, 50 miles out and, you know, spending an hour and a half on the road just to get to work. And I just couldn't see that.
Building and construction down here, I guess we're expecting what? More expansion, you know, like the Greenville, Spartanburg area. I'm seeing all kinds of new construction. Mostly like new warehouse, industrial park buildings, that sort of thing. You know, hey, we got a 100,000 square foot building to rent. And they're building building a dozen of them. You know, new housing developments. And this is only within the past... Watch where the hell you're driving. Only within the past 5 years or so.
Big thing up around D.C. now is server farms over in the next county over, Loudoun County. Every time you turn around, there's another huge building and power station going up. And it's just one right on top of the other. I couldn't believe it.
Well, it's the amount of information the government collects grows proportionately to, I guess, how much money they have.
Yeah, I think I read an article a couple of years ago that something like 75 or 80% of the world's internet traffic passed through Loudoun County.
That very much surprised me. Or that actually 75% of the internet traffic in the whole world basically goes through a couple of nodes either on the east coast or the west coast of the U.S. Anyway, I'm at my destination, so let me finish what I got to do for today. But nice talking to you again. This is KE2BNG.
Yeah, we're almost where we have to be, too, so timing's right. W1IMX, good morning.
KO4NUE, KO4NUE.